Charles.
Good evening and welcome to the Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 in Lafayette Lake Charles. Streaming all night long at KRVS.org. And a long story that I won't repeat here. I was going to play some Bauhaus, and that led me down a trip to 1972. So we'll do some 1972 songs. We'll start things off with David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust, from the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Can Andy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go, do 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 do. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Streets trying to get over.
That was the late, great Curtis Mayfield, Superfly, from the soundtrack of the same name. The album, soundtrack to the movie of the same name, the bass line, was performed by Joseph Lucky Scott. That has been sampled by everyone and their mother, from the Beastie Boys to Eggman to the Notorious B.I.G. Before that, you heard Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side, from Transformer. That was produced by Bowie and Mark Ronson. As a Gretsch country gentleman, Dan Armstrong wired it up for him. He played it through an original Fender Deluxe. And of course, before that, we heard David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust, from the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust. We're going to turn now to some Yes. We'll try to get Close to the Edge from the album Close to the Edge.
Thank you. Upon a stick, can it change? I get down.
that was Close to the Edge from Yes, from the album of the same name. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. You can visit us online at krvs.org. And there you can see podcasts, playlists, news, upcoming events, and information. You can click on that big red donate button to donate to Public Radio for Acadiana. Note that our programs are streaming 24/7 at krvs.org. We're going to continue on with our 1972 mix. We're going to turn now to a track from ELP. This is from the album Trilogy, and it is called From the Beginning. That was Steely Dan with Do It Again from Can't Buy a Thrill. It's another great album by Steely Dan. Guitarist Jeff Skunk Baxter and Danny Diaz. Danny Diaz played an electric sitar on that album, not necessarily on that track. Before that, you heard the Rolling Stones' Tumbling Dice from Exile on Main Street. It's a great album. It was recorded in a chateau in France. It was also redubbed in Los Angeles. Lots of rumors about what went on in France in that chateau. They recorded a lot of stuff in the basement. There were a huge number of players who came in and out of the chateau and played various parts of that album. But I'm going to tell you a little story I know about the Stones and Mick Taylor. They were playing in New Orleans, Louisiana, and the truck that had Mick's guitars on it was late, and the show was showing up and was coming along, and they couldn't find the truck. And one of the roadies there was a friend of Gerard Melanson down in Thibodaux, Louisiana, and he brought him one of Gerard Melanson's guitars, and Mick Taylor immediately switched over to using Melanson guitars. Before that, you heard ELP from the beginning, from the Trilogy album. We're going to keep playing songs of the 70s here. How about some Jackson Browne? Dr. My Eyes from his self-titled album.
Dr. My Eyes have seen the years and the slow
was Uriah Heep, Easy Living from Demons and Wizards. Before that, you heard Black Sabbath, Snowblind from Volume 4. That was in 1972. Before that, you heard Jackson Browne, Dr. My Eyes, self-titled album. Here's a crazy note before I leave you for this evening. Stevie Ray Vaughan played a Dumbo steel string slinger bass amp in Jackson Browne's studio 10 years after he recorded that album. I hope you have a wonderful evening, and thank you for tuning in to KRVS.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.org.